2. Carter. I pull the schedule out of my pocket and unfold it to look for the room number. This is such crap, I say into the phone. I graduated college 3 years ago. I didn't sign up for this shit so I could do homework. Dalton laughs loudly, forcing me to pull the phone several inches away from my ear. Boo fucking who, he says. I had to sleep in a damn bathtub last night. Suck it up, man. Acting the role is part of the job. Easy for you to say. You were signed up for one class a week. I have three. Why'd Young only give you one? Maybe I give better head, Dalton says. I look down at my schedule and up at the number on the door in front of me, finding a match. I gotta go. La clase de Español. Carter, wait. His tone is more serious. Dalton clears his throat and prepares for his partner pep talk. I've been suffering through them on a daily basis since we started working together. He doesn't have to remind me why we're here. I realize I have a duty. My duty is to complete the job I'm being paid to do, which is to bust the largest campus drug ring in collegiate history. The drug problem at the local university has multiplied tenfold in the past 3 years alone. Rumor has it that Asa Jackson is the sole reason for that. Asa and all the people in his circle, which is why Dalton and I are here, to identify the key players. Dalton and I are only a small part of this sting, but it's the small parts that make up a huge whole, and every one of our roles is vital. Even the role of pretending to be a college student. Again. I just wish I would have started the semester last week like everyone else in this class, but the department took forever to get me set up in the system.